Right now, Craig, we're going to talk about a car, muscle cars, and it's all part of the Eco Car Competition. Every year we talk with usually, and most likely, I think it's a student or a team from Ohio State University competing in Eco Car, and it's Eco Car 3 this year, and from Ohio State, joining us to talk about it is Chelsea Hagen. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Now, in the past, we've talked to different engineering students from the Ohio State University related to this. Have you been on this team before, or is this your first time in the Eco Car competition?
This is my first year in the competition.
So tell me what it's been like for you.
It's been an amazing experience. So kind of as you stated, Eco Car 3 is an advanced vehicle technology competition, and our team has been working on redesigning and re-engineering a 2016 Chevrolet Camaro into a hybrid vehicle. So basically our goal is to make the vehicle more fuel efficient while maintaining consumer acceptability, safety, and ultimately performance.
What kind of things do you have to do in that process to make it a hybrid?
Yeah, so it's a four-year competition, so we're in year one of that competition. So right now we don't actually have the vehicle, so a lot of it is software on computers where we're virtually designing the vehicle. So basically we pull out the entire powertrain and replace it.
When you're working as a team, how do you delegate the responsibilities and make sure you're all working as a unit?
Yeah, so that can be challenging, especially being still a student organization. So we actually have two engineering managers, one female engineer and one male engineer. And then under that, we assign people sub-team leaders. So, for example, I'm the communications manager, so I'm responsible for all communications on the team. But then we have, like, an electrical team leader who does all the electrification, or a mechanical team leader who focuses on the build of the vehicle.
Chelsea, why did you decide to get involved in this, and do you have any aspirations of going into the auto industry?
Yeah, so I actually found out about EcoCar via an internship with General Motors last summer, and I am going to be working at an agency in Columbus, Ohio, upon graduation. It's not necessarily automotive, but it's something more related to technology. Many of our clients are focused in the STEM area.
Now, this is a way for students kind of to get hands-on, like, real kind of experience and obviously do something that could impact the future of the car industry. What are some of the challenges that you're facing as you start moving through this process, would you say is kind of a four-year process? So you're sort of at the beginning. What kind of goals do you have along the way?
Yeah, so some of the challenges that we faced this year was the first thing is, we were kind of virtually designing the vehicle. And one thing when you're transitioning a vehicle into a hybrid, you have to put batteries in the car. But when you look at the sleek design of a Camaro, that can be extremely difficult to do that. And you also still are maintaining your consumer acceptability, so you may want to just throw the batteries into the trunk, but you need to be able to get luggage or a golf bag, as we like to say, into the trunk, so consumers would actually still want to purchase your vehicle. But then the other side is that we're changing what many would say is an American icon. So getting consumers to understand what we're actually doing and why this is so important and in line with the future of automotive engineering is something that, from a communications and business perspective, is extremely challenging.
Chelsea, when you're all said and done with this project, will the Camaro still be a powerful muscle car?
Yes. So one thing that our team is extremely proud of is that we're doing our best to have a really good 0 to 60 time. But at the same time, we do want to reduce the emissions of the stock Camaro by as much as 50% if we can.
When you're doing a competition like this, do you utilize expertise or ideas that came from the previous Eco Car competitions? Or do you start everything from scratch and kind of work from, point zero and just come up with your own ideas?
Yeah, so one thing we're really proud of at Ohio State is our ability to transfer knowledge year over year. So we've been part of advanced vehicle technology competitions for about 25 years now, and we do a great job of passing on the knowledge that we've developed from previous competitions and moving those technologies forward into the next competition. So we'll definitely be continually looking at what we did in Eco Car 2 for the Eco Car 3 competition.
Can you tell us anything about your competition? What other schools are involved with this, or what kind of requirements have they come up with? Do you know?
Yeah, so there's 16 universities across North America that participate in the EcoCar 3 program. No, Michigan is not one of them, so there's no rivalry there. But there's a few teams in Canada and then across the U.S. As far as some of the details of competition, for the EcoCar 3 competition, there's a few differences from the EcoCar 2 competition. So now cost is a component that we have to consider as we're building this vehicle. And then we also have an innovation project. So basically something that is innovative, outside the box, and unique to each team to hopefully, you know, improve efficiency again.
What color is it going to be? Scarlet, maybe? I think, you know, have you figured that part of it out yet?
They haven't told us yet. We're getting the keys today, actually, to the Camaro. So hopefully Scarlet. I would expect so, but sure. You never know.
You say keys. What new cars have keys anymore? It's all of some electronic thing you carry around in your, you know, like a, in your pocket, and it's all this push button kind of starting. But it's kind of an interesting, fun activity. It's kind of a different way of studying something than just with books. It's called EcoCar 3, and I guess if people go to EcoCar3.org, they can find out all about this competition, you, what's Ohio State, and all the other schools are up to, right?
That's correct.
Sounds great. Chelsea Haken from Ohio State University, thanks for sharing some details, and good luck in the competition.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.